Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so excited and honored that you are joining us today. Before we dive into today's teaching on victory over harmful habits, I want to make sure that you call and get prayer. We're going to be talking a lot today about experiencing victory and freedom over all sorts of things that can weigh you down, specifically addictions. That's really what the Lord has been putting on my heart for today's teaching. And if you or a loved one are suffering from an addiction, we want to make sure that you get prayer. Call, go on the website. We want to partner with you in prayer. And of course, if you have any other healing needs, financial needs, relationship needs, we believe that prayer works. We are a ministry that stands firm on that belief. We want to partner with you in prayer that you would experience victory in every area. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you today. Of course, today is a very special day because we have a classic teaching. The classic teaching that we're looking at today is one my grandmother did many years ago on victory over harmful habits. Do you have harmful habits in your life? Of course you do. We all do. But it is possible to experience great victory and anointing and to be set free. Before we dive into it, I want to also thank our partners. Partners, thank you so much for what you do. It is with your help that we can cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One of our free gifts that we have for you today is the teaching notes. These are notes that you can get. It's a free downloadable on our website, and you can follow with my grandmother as she walks us through the points of this teaching. This is an enormously helpful tool for you to follow along with what she is teaching about. The Word of God stands the test of time, and it is important that you get everything that the Lord has for you out of this teaching. Let's go ahead and join my grandmother.
And so David wrote a psalm, and I love this about David's life. You know, the psalms, he wrote most of the psalms. When you read the psalms, I mean, he says some real ugly things in here sometimes. Don't think the psalms are all sweetie sweet. If you haven't read all the psalms, there's a place in here he says, God, catch my enemy and pull his teeth out. Let him slide down and break his leg. I mean, you talk about hanging out. It hung out. And so he would just express right where he felt with God. I love that. And that's so encouraging because David was not only a forgiven man, he was a found out man. He was found out. And I think you ought to underline found out. Everybody say found out. And he was forgiven. And so he was totally forgiven. Now, how did he get free? And this is the big thing. You can say, yeah, you're always telling me the problem. And those of you watching on television, I know you think, well, a lot of television people, they always tell us what's wrong, but they don't tell us how to get free. So how many of you want to know how to get free? How many of you know you could get somebody else free? Absolutely. And so we're going to look at victory over habits, hurts, and hang-ups. And we're going to see that you can get free and you can stay free. You say, well, I don't know. This has been so long. Well, what about the 14-year guy with heroin? Heroin? That's a horrible drug. If you've seen anything about it, once somebody's addicted to heroin in 14 years, you can hang them out to dry. They're not going to change. But did God set him free? And imagine he's going to seminary to be a minister. Is this true? Okay, but how does it start? And so I want to see victory. And so I've kind of done like an acrostic here for you to see. And this comes out of Psalms 51. Maybe you want to turn to it in your Bible. Maybe you didn't bring a Bible. Smile at someone who did. And we're going to look at Psalms 51 and see how he came through with victory over lust, murder, pride, bad parent, ugly husband. We're going to see what, and some bad attitudes. I mean, we can go through a whole list of things with him because it's so exposed. He so exposes himself with the Psalms. What's number one? And number one, V for victory, he voluntarily submitted himself to God. What do? You say, okay, God, that's true. Tonight, I got a smoking habit. I got this habit. I've got another habit. I've got a bitterness thing that's hanging on me. I can't seem to get free. I've got a resentment thing that's hanging on me. And so what do? You bring it to him. Falling down doesn't make you a failure. Staying down makes you a failure. And so you don't stay there. And so he says in Psalms 51:3, and this whole psalm is his confession and victory, and victory. He says, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. So did he say, it's Bathsheba's fault? Did he? No. Did he say it's Uriah's fault? No. Did he say it's somebody else's fault? No. He said, I acknowledge it's mine. Everybody say it's mine. And you know, I had something the other day, and I just had some resentments, and they were ugly. They were ugly, and they're not my fault. They were somebody else's fault. I'm sure they were. No, I knew my attitude is wrong. And, you know, sometimes you need somebody that you can trust. You can't just go to everybody and tell them because they'd put it in the newspaper. You know, they'd publish it someplace. They'd go on television, give a testimony about how ugly you are. And so we all need some friends that we can be accountable to, that we can just blurt it all out. They won't hate us, but neither will they cover up for us. So I called this friend and I told her, I've just got resentments in my heart. And she said, first she said, are you sure? How nice. She didn't think I did. That's nice, because you could have had some friends to say, which one? And she prayed with me. And I said, that's the end of it. She said, that's the end. It won't be back. And I got a tremendous freedom. But if I had covered it, you know, and hadn't exposed it, I could be carrying that thing to this service tonight. And I thought, I'm preaching on hurts and hang-ups. And I'm going to have a hang-up. I better get free.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and I am so excited to get to lead Marilyn and Sarah Ministries' first Power and Love Ministry Tour.
We are going to Brazil in September of 2025. God is moving significantly in Brazil, and when you come on this trip with me, you're going to experience God move in your life as well. Spots are going to go quick. Go to marilynandsarah.org for more details on how to sign up.
So make sure you get more information and join me in Brazil in September.
Are you stuck in stress, bad habits, and trying to hold it all together? The good news is you don't have to stay stuck. For your gift of $35 or more, we'll send you two of Marilyn's teachings: Overcoming Hurts, Habits, and Hangups, and Pulling Down Strongholds. Both are filled with biblical wisdom and encouragement to help you walk in freedom. You'll also receive Freedom from Bondages and What to Do in a Crisis, practical resources to help you navigate life's toughest moments. For your gift of $65 or more, we'll send you a bottle of healing anointing oil and a box of daily blessing cards, perfect for daily encouragement. Victory over harmful habits is possible. Call or click today to take the first step toward lasting change. You have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life? Then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
Number two, identify your weakness. David told what his weaknesses were. What is your weakness? If you never identify it, how are you going to get free? You've got to identify the thing that's bugging you, the habit, the hurt, the hang-up.
What a powerful point. Hurts, habits, and hang-ups. It is absolutely critical that we identify hurts before they become habits, and then they become hang-ups. We want to pray with you right now that God would intervene into those places of your life where there are hurts, maybe there are already habits, or there are hang-ups. There are things that are separating you from walking in the freedom that God has for you today. We know that every hang-up can be diagnosed by a hurt, and we want to make sure that the Lord enters into that place in your identity, the original hurt, and brings healing. So call, go on the website. We want to pray with you today that you will experience victory over harmful habits, hurts, hangups, all of the above. I know that God has tremendous freedom for you to walk in today and victory. So make sure you call so that we can pray with you.
Number three, C, this is the third letter, change your mind. If your mind isn't changed, your behavior won't change. You got to get it changed up here. And what did David say all in this psalm? He says, behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. Where is God looking for truth? Where is God looking for truth? In here. Everybody say, God is looking for truth in here. Okay, now what is truth? Is this truth? Can I depend that this is truth? Can I measure my whole life by this? So God is looking for truth. So everybody say, God's word is truth. Now where is he looking for it? On the coffee table? Under your bed? On top of the refrigerator? Where is he looking for truth? In your heart. If I don't read the Bible, I'm not going to have any truth in here. Is that true? Do I need truth every day? Amen? Okay, now I'm going to say something to you. This is just a little plug for reading through your Bible this year. Okay? I was raised in Texas. My mother always canned in the summertime. My brother and I hated it. It was hot. We didn't like it. We had to peel the peaches. You know, we had to sterilize the jars. We griped, and she canned everything. Tomatoes, green beans, jelly, pickles, everything. And we had to help with it. We did not like it. But in the wintertime, when she brought up a jar of home canned peaches to the table, it's better than kissing your husband. So good. And this is what the Lord said to me. Now listen to me. I'm plugging you for reading through the Bible. You on television too. This is what he said to me. When you read through the Bible, sometimes it just seems so tedious, you know. And you think, oh, Leviticus, or this part. He said, but you're canning. And there'll come a day when you've canned that truth in here, that when I'm looking for truth in the inward man, in the hidden man, I will make it wisdom. He said, I'll take it from here to here, and it'll be wisdom in your life. But if I can't find anything here, then I have nothing to bring up here. Now take your Bible. Say, I love my Bible. I need to read my Bible every day, because that truth inside is going to come up to my mind. Okay, let's look at something else. Let's look at T. T, turn your hurts, habits, and hang-ups over to him. Folks, you know, trying to change yourself is very hard. Trying to just discipline yourself. You know, turning over new leaves for the new year. You got to let go and let God. And he says here, create in me a clean heart, O God. I can't create it. You create it. And renew a steadfast spirit within me. Make me stable. You do it, God. I don't seem to do it very well. And then for the O, he says, one day at a time. Keep him in your present. He is the great I am. He has your past, your present, and your future. And there is a process. Now you say, after you got prayed for with those resentments, did they come back? Oh, yeah, the next morning. But folks, you make a choice. Am I right? And you say, oh, but I repented over those, and I had prayer. And then you feel, oh, yeah, that's right, it's all okay. But then does it come back again? Yeah, it came back in the after lunch. Sickening. Well, then you didn't really get free. Oh, yes, I did. But I'm going to go through the process. How many of you know sometimes healing is a process? In fact, most healing is a process.
Are you stuck in stress, bad habits, and trying to hold it all together? The good news is you don't have to stay stuck. For your gift of $35 or more, we'll send you two of Marilyn's teachings, Overcoming Hurts, Habits, and Hang-Ups, and pulling down strongholds. Both are filled with biblical wisdom and encouragement to help you walk in freedom. You'll also receive freedom from bondages and what to do in a crisis, practical resources to help you navigate life's toughest moments. For your gift of $65 or more, we'll send you a bottle of healing anointing oil and a box of daily blessing cards, perfect for daily encouragement. Victory over harmful habits is possible. Call or click today to take the first step toward lasting change.
Most important thing you can do in your life is have a personal, deep connection, relationship with Jesus. You know, many of us, we've asked Jesus to come into our hearts in the past. Maybe you kind of need to make a reboot, a start over. Some of you have never asked Jesus to come into your heart, come into your life. And this is the most important decision that you can make in your life. Please get on the phone. Give us the privilege and opportunity to pray with you for Jesus to come into your life.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us for our Victory Over Harmful Habits Day. This is a tremendous day where we believe that you are going to experience victory from any harmful habits, specifically addiction. This is something that is really personal to me because I have experienced the Lord's incredible grace and freedom over addictions in my own life. And I've seen them many, many times. I have friends who have experienced freedom from addiction to drugs and alcohol, pornography. Maybe you're struggling with an addiction. Maybe you're addicted to your phone or you have an eating disorder. We believe that God has freedom for you. So please call, go on the website. You don't have to walk through this alone. We want to pray with you that you would experience tremendous freedom and breakthrough and victory over any area of your life where there is pain, bondage, and where you feel stuck. And of course, if you have a healing need, a relationship need, financial need, please call or go on the website as well. We want to pray with you. Today's teaching is incredibly powerful and it's timeless. I've been enjoying it and I know that you have too. So let's not wait any longer. Let's go ahead and hop right back into today's teaching.
And then the last thing here, you must choose God's transformation. You have to make the choice. You have to choose, I believe God can transform me. I've got to say, yeah, God, you're looking for me. You're looking for habit. You're looking for hang-ups. You're looking for hurts because you want to set me free. And you want to take my weaknesses and turn them into strength. Now let's look at David. Did God throw David out because he had hurts, habits, and hang-ups? Did he become the king? Was he the best king Israel ever had? Was he the best military man Israel ever had? Was he? Well, what does God have for you? What's cooking for you? Could he have someone cooking for you that's beyond what you can imagine? Could your eye have not seen, nor your ear heard, nor entered into your heart the things that God has prepared for them that love him? Oh, folks, what God has. And David, in his repentance, got free from his hang-ups, got free from his habits, got free from his hurts, and came into a transformation that he entered into God's inheritance. Where does it all start? It starts in your heart. And I'm going to count to three, and I want you to read Psalms 51:17 here with me. Will you read it with me? Are you ready? Because this is where it starts, and tonight we're going to get free. Everybody say, free night, victory night. Okay, one, two, three. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. When your heart gets free, you get free. Where does freedom start? In here. Everybody say freedom starts in here. Now, you know, I love to pray for people who smoke. How many of you know that? And I like to pray for people with all kinds of habits, but I think smoking is almost my favorite. I just love smokers some way. But, you know, you can be here tonight, and we're going to pray, and I'm going to ask you to write down on a piece of paper some of your habits, all of them. You say, I've got so many. Well, take two pieces of paper. Put your habits, put your hang-ups and your hurts on it. But, you know, I also do something else. I believe we can stand in for people who have habits and hurts and hang-ups that aren't even here, that could be set free. Do you believe God could do that? Could we have faith not only for ourselves tonight, but faith for somebody outside here? If this is a year of glory, could it be a year of glory for somebody else because of what we believe for tonight? Could it be? I'm going to ask Eileen and Arlene to come up. And Eileen, if you'd just come. And I'm going to have Eileen share a testimony of proxy faith tonight. And while you're listening to this testimony, you can write at the same time. Can you do that? I'm going to have them come up.
Real quick, before the two of them give their testimony, I want to reach out to every single one of you watching who is standing in the gap for your family members. Maybe you have siblings or children or parents or neighbors that are struggling with addiction. This is an incredibly encouraging testimony that will help you to be encouraged to stand in the gap for your family members. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you as you stand in the gap for your loved ones that are struggling with addictions. And we also want to make sure that you pick up my grandmother's book, Freedom from Bondages. This is an incredible book that helps you to walk in freedom every day. And I know that every single person watching, you may need to walk in freedom, but I want to encourage you, make sure you get more than one copies so you can give them to your loved ones that you are standing in the gap for. Make sure you grab 2, 3, 4 copies because you might be standing in the gap for multiple people. But let's go back and listen to this testimony and be encouraged.
And Eileen, if you just tell, this is Eileen, everybody say hi, Eileen. And this is Arlene. Say hi, Arlene.
Hi.
Are you twins?
Yes.
Twins! Okay, so Arlene, tell us what happened with Arlene.
Okay, last year, Marilyn had done the smoking that she does and had people bring up cigarettes and their lighters at the altar. And she also said that if you want to stand in proxy for somebody, you can. So I'm like, okay, I'm all over that because Arlene smoked at that time. So I stood in proxy for that, and she went ahead and did that. Well, then maybe about a week, you think? I'm not sure exactly how long after that, Arlene had come over to my house. She was like, you know, every time I light a cigarette, it just tastes nasty. And I want to just, like, vomit, you know? So, because I had believed, she had said, that anybody that would pick up a cigarette and have it or smoke a cigarette would want to vomit. So I'm like, oh, I am so all over that. So so I stood in proxy for her, and then Arlene had told me that. And I said, well, of course. And she goes, well, what? I said, well, I stood in proxy for you at church, of course, you know. And she's like, what? So I explained the whole thing to her. And she's like, are you serious? I'm like, yes. I said, so if you pick up a cigarette, you're going to vomit, you know. So anyway, I'm going to let her kind of finish to tell you that story, because she actually tried to pick it up again and almost vomited. So here she is.
I had actually got on the patch, and some really rough things happened, and so I really tried to smoke again. I picked up a cigarette, and I mean, it was so gross to me. Right now, that's the last time I haven't smoked now since March, so, and I can't. It's just nasty. So.
Thank you. How long ago, Arlene?
March.
It'll be a year in March.
A year this March that you've been set free?
March 18th.
March 18th. So Jesus can set you free and your mean relatives and your ugly neighbors. Is that right? And we can stand in faith for them tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a powerful testimony. And I know that if you are standing in the gap, that today you will experience incredible freedom in your family. I want to encourage you, if you have a family member who smokes, whatever they smoke, I want you to pray for that person that they would get physically sick every time they even think of putting anything to their lips. We believe that God has freedom from addictions and that He's rewiring parts in the brain and walking you into freedom. Call, go on the website. We want to pray not only for you, but for your family members too, that you would experience tremendous healing and breakthrough in every area of your life, specifically addictions, but also in healing and relationships and in finances. Before we go any further, I really felt something on my heart where I want to encourage every single person watching to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In Romans 6, verses 5 and 6, it says, "For if we have become united with him," this is Jesus, "in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him." There is freedom for you today. When we step into a new relationship with Jesus, the old self is crucified and you walk in a new freedom every day. Are you tired? When you look in the mirror, do you like who you see? I promise you that when Jesus is king of your heart, when the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, the person that you see when you see in the mirror is the person that Jesus sees when he looks at you. So if that's you, if you know that you need to invite Jesus to be Lord of your life, or if you need to re-invite him, if you've already invited him, but you want to renew your commitment to the Lord, I want you to pray with me right now. Dear Lord, I thank you for every single person watching. I thank you, Lord, that there is freedom in their lives. We thank you, Jesus, that they are saying, "Jesus, you are Lord of my heart. You are Lord of my life. I submit my will, my emotions, everything to you, Lord, and I ask that you would set me free. Help me to die to my old self and to walk into the freedom that comes from being a follower of you." Thank you, Jesus, for your freedom in every single person watching's life. In your name we pray. Amen. We've had an enormously powerful time together listening to my grandmother's classic teaching. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, or if you just want to experience freedom and victory in your life, you need to get your copy of Freedom from Bondages. This is an incredible resource that my grandmother wrote to help you learn to walk in freedom every day. Today, tomorrow, the next day. And of course, if you're standing in the gap for your family members, make sure you get multiple copies. This is also a great book for you to share with your church, to share with your neighbors, really anybody. Books are missionaries. They work while you sleep. So make sure you call or go on the website. We want to make sure that this book ends up in your hands today. Thank you so much for joining us on Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We hope that you had an amazing time, that you experienced God's love, His victory, His freedom, and that you are walking in victory every day.